Get ready for the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hi, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and welcome to another training program sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance and the promotion of our book, Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers, Who's Really Who in the Martial Arts? This is a replay of a program I did several years ago. I think it's appropriate for this time of the year. This was a trunk or treat event that we attended, and we used my truck, which was wrapped, and I want to sort of emphasize the power of having a mobile wrap. And this program, I'm interviewing the company that actually did the wrap, so they're giving some really informative information. I no longer own my school. I sold it about 3 months ago, but this is one of the tools that I use to make the school successful. Because I had the number and the website already on the, I would actually be getting calls while I'm driving. People would be checking out our website. We parked it on the side of the road when we had people holding road signs. We had it in a parade. We did so many things to draw attention to our school, to get the telephone to ring. So this is a powerful tool. So I just wanted to reshare this with you. So if you're thinking about getting a mobile wrap, give me a call. I can give you some pointers, some do's and some don'ts. You can reach me at area code 919-618-8075, or you can email me at amaawhoswho@gmail.com. Enjoy this program.
We deliver tickets, t-shirts, and everything you need to rock. But what you really get is so much more.
FedEx, delivery.
Passion, what we deliver by delivering.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
Hello, everyone. This is Jesse Bowen with the American Martial Arts Alliance. Today, we're going to be having a program that's going to be really exciting. I know many martial artists have asked me about mobile wraps and how to get involved. You know, I had mine done back here several months ago, and it's really paid for itself over and over and over again. So I'm constantly asked about, you know, what is it, what is it about, how to use it to market yourself. And I've been providing information, but, you know, I'm not really an expert. I know that I have it, I use it, it works, and that's all really that I really need to know. But there's much more information that needs to be known, especially for people that are thinking about getting a mobile wrap. And because I went months before I actually made the purchase, I went to several different individuals, companies that did wraps. I listened to what they had to say and never really felt great. And then I found the company in Raleigh, North Carolina, Signed Scientists, and those guys really made me feel good, very, you know, confident about the decision. They designed it for me right there sitting at the table, took a photograph of my vehicle, designed it, and within an hour, I was totally satisfied with what it should look like, and then when they put it together, it actually looked a whole lot better than it did on the paper. So, hey guys, this is Jesse Bowen, and I am with the Sign Scientists, and I've got Eddie and his partner. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good. So, hey guys, as we start to get into our call today, because so many martial artists and other business individuals are asking about, you know, mobile wraps and, you know, should you get one? How expensive is it? You know, what is a vehicle wrap? So let's start off this morning by getting you guys to introduce yourselves and give us a little history about you and, you know, getting started in the business.
My name is David Bogart. I'm 40 years old from Boston, Massachusetts. And I started in this business a long time ago. Vehicle wraps, they became popular, I don't know, early 2000s, they started to gain some traction, and you know, by about 2006, it was a natural step to go, you know, and so Eddie and myself, we linked up somewhere in about 2008. We were both on our own independent path to doing vehicle wraps and advertising and graphics, but the vehicle wraps seemed to be the thing that everybody wants. So that's how we became pros. You do something over and over again, you eventually get really good at it.
Exactly right, and I know if you've been in business for a long period of time, you know, you sort of get that way. It's just sort of, someone may ask you, well, how do you do it? Well, you know, you've done it so much, it just becomes natural. And, guys, I've seen some of your work, and it totally looks phenomenal in doing that. Well, let's get started in talking about what is a vehicle wrap.
A vehicle wrap consists of designs which we put together for a certain marketing, it's a mobile billboard.
That's it.
A mobile billboard. Pretty much the best dollar you're going to spend in marketing would be in your vehicle wrap, because everybody's going to see it. You're driving down the street. I mean, it's definitely something that people have no choice but to look at, you know.
To put it simple, it's a dynamic sticker stuck to the side of your vehicle,
yeah.
And it's designed to make you money.
That's right, and the money that you spend over the time of the wrap is really minimal if you put it into context where, you know, say the vehicle wrap lasts about 7 years and say, I mean, you spent $3,200 or, you know, $2,500 on the wrap. If you spread that out over a monthly period, that's the cheapest form of advertising per impression available, you know.
Oh right, yeah. You buy a billboard from one of those big billboard companies, and it's like, you know, $1,200 for the month, and that's it. It's like everyone looks at it, and then it's gone. This, you own it for the life of the car.
Right, and also, I mean, they have to be in that area, and you know, look up at the billboard specifically, and
a billboard doesn't actually have a salesman sitting behind it.
That's true. I mean, how many times I've been stopped at a gas station or, you know, and hey, you do those wraps, you know, and people are really interested in it, and it's becoming the next thing to do in advertising to, you know, promote your business. And also makes you look like you have so many vehicles, because as you're driving around, people think that you have 20 of them.
Right.
Well, I know when I first got my vehicle wrapped, you know, I was driving along the road, and my telephone, I have all my calls forwarded to my cell phone when I leave my office, and, you know, and the phone rings, and I'm driving along, I'm giving the lady some information, and she's asking me questions that I know that's already on my truck. In fact, my vehicle is a 2005 Jeep Grand Cherokee. And I'm talking to her, giving her information. I look in my side view mirror, and she's on the phone looking at my truck, talking to me as I'm driving along. I'm going,
right.
Like, okay. And I know I was stopped at a service station, and not really remembering that my truck was wrapped and all that
right.
information on there. A little guy runs up to me, you know, and I'm pumping gas. I've got my credit card up. He runs up to me really quickly. He says, "Give me your card. Give me your card. Give me your card."
Right.
I'm going,
and
I've got my credit card in my hand. I'm going, am I being mugged at the service station in broad daylight? And
right.
I'm going, okay, just give me a moment here. So I put the nozzle, you know, in my truck, and I look at the truck, and I go, he wants my business card. You know, so I run in my car, and I pull out a business card, and I hand it to him, and he and his family came to my business, and they joined my school. I mean,
absolutely.
But that's how simple it was, and I know that, you know, each month, you know, we contribute at least 3 to 4 new members that actually joined the school because they have been seeing our vehicle traveling up and down the highway, or when they come into the parking lot to get ready to come into the school. They see our vehicle, so we start making an impression, you know, the very first time that they see, you know, our name. And that's what we're really trying to do, is to brand our name. And you guys had put our name on the side of the vehicle in such a manner that when you see it, it has to leave an impression on you about the name Karate International.
Right. And, you know,
absolutely.
Another thing about it is that it's it also kind of it gives you
it validates
that you are not a fly by night. You don't have a magnet on the side of your car. I mean, it's like this guy is serious about what he's doing and he's proud of his business, pretty much shouting it out to the world. So, I mean, that's what I think that, you know, vehicle wrap represents and how it portrays your company in
right.
a positive light, you know.
It expresses confidence in what you do, because if you're confident enough, I mean, everyone realizes that a vehicle wrap can cost a significant amount of money, you know, depending on how much you wrap it. But everyone realizes that it's not cheap. It's not like $100 to, you know, to wrap a vehicle. So, people realize that if you invest that kind of money into a vehicle, then you must be serious about your business. And that translates into people wanting to do business with you.
Right, exactly.
And another key element is, depending upon your city, you know, the signage ordinance that you can put out, road signs and things like that. You know, what I do, I have actually hired people to stand out with road signs and have my truck parked out there by them as they're holding up signs that says register now for Karate International. They see our Jeep there. It's nice and clean. And, you know, so people, you know, they stop by, they get information, they call back. So I find it's a very effective tool, because when you invest in a road sign, and what happens, you put road signs out, and what happens, someone pulls them up in the city,
yeah.
or they get destroyed. But and then you just wasted your money, and a road sign will run you anywhere from $25 to $30, and you figure you do that a couple times a year, and they may be out for a day or less. Where with your vehicle, what we've discovered is that that's always there. It's always your brand. It's always available. The more you can get it out there, the more people that can see it, the better that actually becomes. So let me ask you a question. You know, how is a wrap designed?
Well, design, mainly it's based on the client's, logo or their needs, what they want. Every wrap is different. So it's like kind of a car tattoo, I guess. You want it to fit the lines. You want it to be something that looks dynamic, something that looks that they want to look at it. You know what I mean? It's easy to read. That's the main thing. I mean, it has to be easily read as you're going down the street, you know, 50 miles an hour. So a couple of those different points is what we go by. We go by the client's logo and colors. Then we go by the message that the client wants to portray. And then we, you know, we jazz it up a little bit and we make it look dynamic.
Well, I know when I walked in, I didn't really have an idea of anything, you know, about how I wanted it to look. And I know the first thing that we did was to sit down and talk about what we were trying to do, you know, what were our colors, red, white, and blue. You went outside, you took a photograph of, you know, my vehicle, you began to put colors, went online, found a copy of our logo. And then, but you guys really went back and redesigned our logo because of the resolution. So you went right back and redesigned our logo. So I thought that was all very good. But to see it come together, a piece of red, a piece of white, a piece of blue, and then you move it around, you play with it, and then you get that, you know, aha moment that, okay, this is it.
Right. You see it. The light comes on for sure. I mean, it's based on, I think, experience. You know, if you have the right designer, it makes it seem a lot easier if the person you work with has a vision already. You know, you have first of all, the interview that we had with you really set the tone on where the design was going. Even though you didn't know what you wanted, you knew what you wanted in a way that we had enough information to get something together for you.
Right, and that was really good because, you know, we had just designed a nice website, so there was a lot of information back and forth of doing, and so now the vehicle, the website, all of it combines together, and I think that's really critical because when they see your vehicle and then they go to your website, do you have a logo? Because that logo becomes a part of your main brand. Do you have a logo? Can you identify that logo in a very easy manner, in the way we have our logos up on our vehicle? It makes it very identifiable. And again, if you're driving around down the road at 80 miles an hour, 90 miles an hour, and I'm driving 50, you still see Karate International. So it's one of those things that's become a really great look piece. So how is a wrap printed?
Well, we have a printing department. They ensure the accurate transfer of the images that we design. What we'll do is we'll send them over. Once we receive approval from a client, we'll send over the images, and they have a very, very advanced art department there, or printing department is. I call it the Bat Cave, you know, because it's like, when you go in there and you see all these high-tech gadgets and screens in the Bat Cave, you know, it's like the Bat Cave. And we have large format printers that they have the state-of-the-art ink systems, you know, which is latex ink. And latex ink is really the best thing since sliced bread in terms of printing is concerned. It just kind of alleviates a lot of problems that vehicle wraps. I know it's kind of a long and boring, the printing process is not the most exciting process of this.
Well,
but
the ink used to be made of solvent ink. The solvent ink, a lot of times it used to have a banding in it. I don't know if you've seen those banners or vehicles that have like banding in it. It looks like an inkjet printer that's running out of ink. But the latex ink that has just come out, this new technology, it's solid. So the color is solid. I mean, it comes out beautiful, where blacks are true black and red is true red, you know. So whatever we put through this printer, it comes out exactly what we wanted. So that, you know, where the technology has jumped and finally caught up with our brains, now we can actually portray exactly what we want onto a vehicle, which is, I'm really excited about, you know, what's coming up and, you know, how the technology is advancing, where should be nothing but good things coming in the future.
And the material that we print on actually is the best wrap material available. It's the best wrap material. It's a 3M 1080 control tack, and it's the best stuff available. And of course, we laminate it with an optically clear laminate, and it's you can't get a better product.
Okay, so how do you wrap a vehicle?
That's a big question.
It's kind of like just put a big sticker on the side of a vehicle, and because of the material, it's conformable, and there's an LED system underneath the vinyl that, as we're pressing down the vinyl with the squeegee and everything like that, it presses the air out through channels underneath the vinyl. So as we're going, sometimes we'll add heat, and sometimes we'll have to stretch, or we'll have to do like, what works well is we have to do relief cuts so that certain things like door handles are sticking out. What we'll do is we'll cut it and make a relief cut so it goes down smoothly. And if we're going around the bumper, we heat it and get it nice and smooth around that corner. So it's definitely a two-man job. where we help each other out in teams. So one person will be heating, the other person will be stretching, and it's definitely a learning process. It took me 5 years to learn how to do it, and you know, at this point, we pretty much know what we're doing, and there wouldn't be anything that would come up that we haven't done yet.
Every once in a while. Every once in a while, we get a really interesting one.
Right. Are car wraps applied to windows?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We and it depends. On a vehicle window, of course, we can't wrap the front windshield because then you wouldn't be able to see out. But we do the sides and you know, the rear sides, not the front seat sides, but the rear sides and the rear windows. Sometimes we wrap right over them, right, you know, with solid vinyl material. Sometimes we use perforated vinyl. It depends on if the client wants to or needs to be able to see out of the vehicle. Sometimes they might have expensive equipment inside there, and they want to wrap it with solid vinyl just to you know, block their expensive equipment. So there's a lot of different things and reasons why people do the things that they do, but a lot of times in windows we use perforated vinyl so that you can see through from the inside.
But what is the I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the image still is through the back. You know, you can still see the image, and it's seamless. So the windows and then the body of the vehicle, it looks like one design, but it's actually window perf or vinyl together.
What if a company's information on a wrap changes? Can they replace it?
Absolutely, yeah. We can print overlays, so if somebody's, a lot of times people come and their phone number changes, and we just print out an overlay, and so they don't have to, you know, they don't have to wrap the whole vehicle again.
Or if somebody gets into an accident and a panel gets messed up, we could change out just the panel.
Here's a big question. Can a wrap be removed?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Typically, you don't want to wait until the wrap has been on there for 10 years to remove it, because then it will be a lot more difficult to remove. We usually recommend that you bring the vehicle back to us to let us remove it, and, of course, we charge by the hour to do that. The normal gambit of or the normal time frame that you really wouldn't want to wait any more than about 6 to 7 years before you remove it, because it can become pretty difficult to remove after that.
Okay, will a wrap damage paint?
No, a car wrap, when applied and removed correctly, it doesn't damage your car's paint. In fact, it will protect it. It will protect the paint. You don't want to leave it in the sun for 10 years, that's all.
Well, I know for me that was a really really helped me out a lot, because, you know, I have a vehicle that's paid for, but it had all these dingies on it, you know, the paint had been scratched, and I was looking at having it repainted. And so when we, you know, they were talking about $900 to repaint my vehicle. So when we put the wrap on, it just covered up all the blemishes that I was going to have painted. So that became a very good deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of times people come to us and just have their car changed to a different color. I mean, it's not only for advertising. People will say if they got a car and it's white, they want it to be matte black or some other color. We have all different colors. People just change the color of their car instead of going.
Wow.
To get it. Oh yeah. And you know, if it's a real fancy car that they want to show off, they could change it every year, the color, you know. If they have the money to do it, they could do that.
Wow, that's I didn't really realize that you guys did all that.
Oh yeah, that right now that's really what people are doing, instead of going out and paying for this expensive paint job that cannot be removed, and it's a year stuck with that color.
they'll bring a car over, we'll wrap it a different color, and they love it when it's when it dries out. I mean, it looks beautiful.
Wow. Will a let's see here. Will you wrap a lease vehicle?
Oh yeah, lease vehicles. I mean, the reason you want to wrap a lease vehicle is because, you know, when you bring the car back after its lease is over, a lot of times they're going to look around the car and they're going to check it for scratches, they're going to check it for any blemishes. So this will actually cover and protect the vehicle. So when you bring it back, it looks, you know, it looks pristine, you know.
How long will a wrap last on a vehicle?
Typically, our wraps, they normally outlast the vehicle. You can expect the wrap to last about 5 years or even longer, as long as you're careful about high-pressure washing.
And how should I care for a wrap?
It's better to hand wash. And in general, like I just said, avoid, you know, high-pressure washing, power washing, and definitely don't use an ice scraper on your wrap. you brush the window and use the rear defroster. It won't cause any damage to your wrap, you know. You can even run it through a regular old car wash. I wouldn't recommend the ones with the big what do they call those? The car wash with the big slap thing. I don't even know how to explain them. They have that big mop that slaps across your car. I wouldn't recommend using those car washes, but the spray ones is not very bad, and also hand washing is definitely the best option.
Yeah, because you're going to be careful when you hand wash it, so yeah.
What's the difference between a half, three-quarter, and a full wrap?
A half wrap is, approximately half the vehicle wrapped, and three-quarter is approximately three-quarters of the vehicle wrapped.
Right,
it's just about that simple.
It doesn't have to be like half, like cut in half, but it could be the bottom half or the top half, you know.
Or we can spread that half amount and spread it across the whole vehicle, so it doesn't, you know, there's no really set way to do it, you know. At the end of the day, our job is just to make it look great.
How long does it take to wrap a vehicle?
Typically, our wraps are completed in about 1 to 2 days. The install, usually we can do a wrap in 1 day, just the install part of it. Because when you drop your vehicle off, the vinyl has already been printed and checked, and so we're ready to install at that point. You can usually drop it off in the morning and pick it up later on that day. Sometimes if we have one that's a little bit bigger or more detailed, or if it's a full complete wrap, then we'll like
two
keep
days.
It for another day. So 2 days at the most 2 days.
Do you wrap anything other than vehicles?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll come and wrap your kids' play set. We'll wrap the roof of your house.
No.
We'll wrap your driveway. No, it doesn't. No, but actually, I'm just joking with that. But we do. We wrap boats, walls, kiosks, desks, vending machines, escalators at mall, like the mall, at the, you know, the elevators at the mall, tables,
floors,
windows. We do a lot of windows. Yeah, like storefront, storefront
toolboxes. It's just endless. Anything. The only thing I don't want to wrap is a helmet. So
we can even wrap a brick wall.
Yes, we can wrap brick walls.
Believe it or not, we can wrap a brick wall.
So the question everybody's waiting for, vehicle wraps, what's the cost?
It's by the square foot. So at the end of the day, I get that question about 15 times a day. How much is it going to cost me? And the best answer to that question is you can come and spend whatever you like to spend, whatever your budget, we're willing to work with you. Because there's no set
price for what a vehicle wrap is going to cost, and it literally goes by the square foot, kind of like when you buy carpet, you know, you're just buying it by the square foot. You know, it's the same thing with a vehicle wrap. So you have the control, or the customer, the client has the control literally over what he spends. He can come in and say, look, here's my budget. I want to spend $1,500. And then, you know, we prefer that because it makes our, it takes the, you know, it takes the chase out of the, you know, it takes the cat and mouse game out of it. We can just get to work on making your vehicle wrap look great.
Well, guys, that's really great, and I really do appreciate that. So let's talk about how can people get in contact with you, telephone numbers, websites, emails, all that stuff.
Yeah, so we are, our website is signscientist.com, just like how it sounds, the word sign and then scientist.com. And you can reach me directly at signscientist@AOL.com. And that's how long we've been in business, since AOL was the thing, right? And then, but you can also reach Eddie at ed.signscientist@gmail.com. Phone numbers are, you can reach us at, well, if you just go to the website, get the phone numbers, or you can go to call if someone's looking specifically for a phone number. You can call directly 919-685-7641, or you can call... What's yours?
919-316-9698. And you can also check us out on Facebook, where we update our Facebook every day with the new stuff that we're doing, so you can see the current stuff that we're working on and completed jobs that we do daily, you know.
Absolutely. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Check us out on all those different platforms. Wherever you are, come check us out. And we're always at Sign Scientist, no matter where you are. It's just Sign Scientist.
Yeah, and a lot of times the best way to do it is to come by, so that this way we can take a look at the vehicle. And that, you know, phone calls are kind of tough because we can answer just so many questions. But when you bring the vehicle over, we can actually take measurements and give you, you know, the exact price, and it just makes it a lot easier that way if you came by the shop. The shop is located at 335 Sherweed Drive, and that's in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Well, guys, I really do thank you for the work that you've done for us at Karate International, and, you know, we're looking definitely in the future to our after-school program, getting our vans wrapped, and definitely utilizing you guys, you know, for being able to do that. Everyone, this is Jesse Bowen with the American Martial Arts Alliance. We are honoring the past, the present, and the future. Go to our website, www.the-amaa.com. We've just released a new Who's Who in the Martial Arts autobiography book featuring over 75 masters and grandmasters telling their stories about their journey in the martial arts. These things are very important for you to know, for you to be a part of, so it will be a light on your path in your study of the martial arts. You know, whatever, there's not a lot of new things to be done, and this is the reason why these stories are so important, so you can now have a light in front of you on your martial arts journey. This is Jesse Bowen. If you have questions, give us a call. Area code 919-489-6100. Become one of our charter members. Join our organization, the Future of the Martial Arts.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500 right in time for football and tailgating season. With 1500's available legendary Hemi engine, you'll have a Hall of Famer powering all your celebrations on game day. See why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days. Since 2010, based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016, Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA U.S. LLC.
From producer J.J. Abrams.
What happens to those people who may have been given a purpose?
Critics are calling Overlord one hell of an entertaining ride. And now it's 93% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Overlord. Rated R. In theaters on IMAX November 9th. Directed by Julius Avery.